This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
People are motivated to go pull the lever for Donald Trump, not because they just love Trump. It's because Liz Cheney is a part of this establishment that has hurt the country.
Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it. And what we're going to get into today is the gaping hole, the really, really big hole in our knowledge of the Trump documents. It's huge. This is a huge, huge issue. Now, there have been several new reports about the number and about the sensitivity of the documents that the FBI seized on August 8th when they raided Mar-a-Lago, the winter home of President Trump. Now, if true, don't know, but if true, the reports do add to our body of knowledge about this matter, how many documents, what was some of the process preceding the raid. But they don't answer the most important question of the whole affair. What are the documents about? What are the documents about? Now, New York Times reported this week, and they said the government has, quote, recovered more than 300 documents with classified markings from Trump. That's in the whole time since Trump left the White House 19 months ago. It appears that most of those 300 documents with classified markings were recovered before the August 8th Mar-a-Lago raid. Now, then the Mar-a-Lago raid netted some undisclosed number of additional documents. So the government's gotten all this stuff for a total of maybe 300, according to the New York Times. So now, beyond that, the Washington Post reports that some material, that's quotes, some material that was taken in the August 8th raid, quote, is considered extraordinarily sensitive. Now, the Post sources this story to, quote, two people familiar with the search. And it said the reason the material is so sensitive is because, quote, it could reveal carefully guarded secrets about U.S. intelligence gathering methods. Okay, so the reason the material is so sensitive is because it, quote, could reveal carefully guarded secrets about U.S. intelligence gathering methods. Now, one of the two sources, these two people who are familiar with the search, told the Post that the information is, quote, among the most sensitive secrets we hold. Okay, among the most sensitive secrets we hold. So it's really, really big. And by the way, the use of the word we suggests that the source was in the government. So I think I should add a side note at this point. 2 weeks ago, the Post set off an absolute firestorm when it reported that, I'm going to quote from it, classified documents relating to nuclear weapons were among the items FBI agents sought, end quote, in the Mar-a-Lago raid. The paper said, quote, experts in classified information said the unusual search underscores deep concern among government officials about the types of information they thought could be located at Trump's Mar-a-Lago and potentially in danger of falling into the wrong hands. So we're talking nuclear weapons. So reaction in the punditocracy, the commentariat, reaction was just explosive. The use of the word nuclear just drove the story to another higher level, a really just a completely different level. Wild speculation ensued. Trump stole nuclear secrets. Joe Scarborough said, MSNBC, two words for you, my friend. Two words. Nuclear secrets. Okay, so the story was just huge. Now, this is interesting. In an unusual development, or maybe we should call it a non-development, other top news outlets did not replicate the Post's reporting. Now, a lot of times when a When a news outlet has a big scoop, the other news outlets will confirm it on their own with their own sources and sort of make the story their own so they don't have to credit the other guy the whole time. So they'll replicate that reporting, but not in this case. Whatever mention they made of Trump and nuclear weapons, they credited to the Washington Post. And then the Washington Post seemed to kind of go silent on the nuclear angle. So the story I was telling you about how extraordinarily sensitive the documents are, quote, among the most sensitive secrets we hold. If you look at that Washington Post story, the words nuclear weapons did not appear in the article. So there you go. But still, the documents are plenty sensitive. I mean, they're really, really sensitive. They are super sensitive. The reporting and the commentary stresses just how important the classified information collected at Mar-a-Lago is. But none of it answers the question, what is it? Now, even the Post report on nuclear weapons, alleged nuclear weapons documents, even that report said repeatedly that the FBI agents were looking for such documents. It never said the agents actually found nuclear-related documents. As a matter of fact, the paper specifically said that its sources did not say if such documents were recovered as part of the search. Okay, so now we have the New York Times reporting. Now, this is not in the context of looking for nuclear weapons documents, but just about the general classified status of the documents. The New York Times reports, quote, "The specific nature of the sensitive material that Mr. Trump took from the White House remains unclear." So there it is. I mean, the story we're all hearing is, this is huge, but we can't tell you what it is. Now, a lot of Republicans are inclined to be skeptical about this. First of all, they don't trust a number of the big news outlets. They just don't trust them. Don't believe a word they say. But more importantly, they have experience with fights over classified information in which the classified information at issue did not turn out to be as critically sensitive as advertised. Now, a lot of these Republicans remember something that was called the Nunes Memo. Devin Nunes was a Republican member of the House. For a while, he was the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. So back in 2018, early 2018, Nunes was the Republican chairman of House Intel, and he was seeking information about the early days of the Trump-Russia investigation. More specifically, he wanted to know what the FBI and the Justice Department and the intelligence community had done to target Donald Trump when Donald Trump was a candidate in the 2016 presidential campaign. He did this, Nunes did this, because he suspected FBI misconduct. I mean, specifically, he suspected that the FBI used the Steele dossier, which was, you remember, that collection of false and outrageous allegations against Trump that was created by a former British spy in the pay of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Nunes suspected that the FBI had used the Steele dossier to win a secret wiretapping warrant against Carter Page, who was the low-level former Trump campaign aide targeted by the FBI. That was Nunes' suspicion. Well, his suspicion was correct. But the information proving him correct, proving Nunes right, was classified. Couldn't release it, couldn't talk about it. So he fought to have it declassified, which would require President Trump's order. And when Nunes was trying to have that material declassified, people in law enforcement, as well as Democrats in Congress, darkly warned that declassification would reveal sensitive secrets. It would reveal these zealously guarded sources and methods of intelligence agency, and it would do grave damage to U.S. national security. So, at the end of January 2018, Nunes, remember, chairman of House Intel, top Democrats warned that releasing the information would cause great harm to the United States. Let me just read one CNN commentator who said, quote, depending on the classification level of the document, whether secret or top secret, if released in an unauthorized fashion, it could cause either, quote, serious damage or, quote, exceptionally grave damage to the national security of the United States. I mean, this was a common sort of commentary going on about the Nunes memo before it was released and anybody knew what was in it. And then, still not released yet, the FBI issued an extraordinary public warning to Trump and Nunes. Don't do it. Don't declassify this material. So I'm going to read to you from a Los Angeles Times report at the time. Quote, FBI leaders have clashed with presidents in the past, but usually behind closed doors. Historians struggle to find a precedent for the Bureau's public challenge to the Trump White House. And they quoted Douglas Brinkley, the history professor, studies the presidency, quote, it's like a neon billboard blinking. Danger. Don't you dare do this. This is a sign of war. Okay, that's Douglas Brinkley, the Rice University professor who was describing the FBI's warning, kind of a warning shot to Trump and Nunes, don't you dare, don't you even think about declassifying this information. So, later, we learned that the FBI was waging this war mainly for the purpose of concealing its own improper actions. And we're going to talk about that next.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
People are motivated to go pull the lever for Donald Trump, not because in every case they just love Donald Trump. It's because they recognize that Liz Cheney is a part of this establishment that has hurt the country.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I'm back. I said I was going to talk about the FBI and its real reasons for concealing classified documents and the whole Nunes memo affair. First, I did want to say that if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying it, maybe even learning from it, it would be great if you could subscribe to the podcast. Very, very easy to do. You can do it iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. You should do it. Do it. It'll be good for you. You'll like it. And I would greatly appreciate it. So you had Douglas Brinkley saying about the FBI's warning to Trump. It's like a neon billboard blinking. Danger. Don't you dare do this. This is a sign of war. Okay. So we find out later that this war that the FBI was waging to keep these materials classified was mainly for the purpose of concealing its own improper actions. So the Nunes memo was made public. The American people learned more about what the FBI had done. And there was no grave damage to the national security of the United States. Turns out the FBI had used the Steele dossier in its application for a wiretap order from a secret court called the FISA court, had used it, and lots of Democrats had said, no, they didn't. But in fact, they actually had. And we knew about it, and it added to our store of knowledge about what the FBI did in the earliest days, weeks, and months of the Trump-Russia investigation. There was no grave damage to the national security of the United States by releasing this information. That's how that ended up. So now, today, we are hearing speculation about the documents taken from Mar-a-Lago. Now, if they're that highly classified, all the pundits say, they must be extremely, extremely sensitive. Among the most sensitive secrets we hold, remember? That's what the secret source told the Washington Post. Among the most sensitive secrets we hold. So maybe they are. You should always say that perhaps the other side here is absolutely correct. Maybe they are. I mean, perhaps the situation is every bit as serious as the leakers and commentators are telling us. But maybe they're not. Maybe the situation will, in the end, bear more resemblance to the Nunes memo affair than the Rosenberg case. I mentioned the Rosenberg case because you probably know the historian Michael Beschloss tweeted a photo of the Rosenbergs after the Washington Post story about Trump and nuclear secrets came out, kind of suggesting there was some connection or similarity between the two. The Rosenbergs, of course, executed for giving U.S. nuclear secrets to the Soviets. Okay, that's where we are. But so far, the only specific documents mentioned that we know about in relation to this story, not just classified documents or the most sensitive secrets we hold, the only specific documents that you see mentioned in reporting on this are, there are two of them, the original copies of these really weird letters that Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea, these really weird letters that Kim wrote to Trump, in which Trump kind of enjoyed in a perverse way, I guess, thought they were really interesting. So the original copies of these letters from Kim to Trump, and the traditional outgoing president to incoming president note that Barack Obama wrote to Trump and left for Trump on Trump's inauguration day, which is January 20th, 2017. Now, Trump apparently had those documents. Perhaps he violated the Presidential Records Act by hanging on to them. According to the New York Times, Trump told people that those documents were, quote, mine. He said, they're mine. I'm not going to give them to the archives. They're mine. Okay, so perhaps he violates the Presidential Records Act by doing that. Okay, but it seems unlikely that they rank among the country's most closely guarded national security secrets, among the most sensitive secrets we have. Now, in the end, all of this I've been talking about, the problem is what it has been from the beginning. There is a bitter public debate raging over documents, and nobody in the public knows what the documents are. That is the problem. There is a bitter public debate raging over documents, and nobody in the public knows what the documents are. What sense does that make? Well, it doesn't make any sense, but that's where we are right now. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. So thank you for listening. Always appreciate it when you can join us, and hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.